In the wilds of downtown Iowa, the Average Network finds yet another Democratic Party debate which have flowered on the fertile Midwestern plains like hollyhocks in hell. They are everywhere. Today's debate features Governor Howard Dean, Senator Joseph Lieberman, Senator John Kerry, General Wesley Clark, the Reverend Al Sharpton, and Senator John Edwards. The proceedings are moderated by 60 Minutes' own Andy Rooney.
I often wonder why anyone would leave a comfortable Manhattan apartment and a one-day-a-week job to come to a miserable frozen bit of tundra like Iowa in January. The answer is simple. I'm being paid a whole lot of money, and I have heated electric underwear. We only have six of these simpering egomaniacs with us this evening. Dennis Kucinich couldn't find any avocados or extra virgin olive oil to run his bus on. Oh well, Dick Gebhardt got lost. Boy, those union drivers. Well, we'll have to make do with what we've got. Gentlemen, if that's not overstating it, good evening.
Brother, hello,
Mr.
Hey, Andy. Hi, Andy.
Good folks. Evening.
Well, I don't care how you are, and we're pressed for time. So what would any of you do about world terrorism?
Andy. Well, Andy,
well, that certainly helps having you all talk at once. If you'd let me finish, we could establish some order. Now, Senator Lieberman, what would you do about terrorism?
Why would do exactly the opposite of whatever Governor Dean would do? I'm the heir apparent to Bill Clinton. I'm tough and resolute and progressive on terror.
Nobody asked about Bill Clinton, Senator. If I have my way, nobody will ever ask about him again. Senator Kerry?
Well, I just think Governor Dean is wrong.
I haven't said anything yet.
Tough on. Excuse me. This is my time, Governor Dean.
Then stop crying.
I'm not crying. I'm famous for my resemblance to a basset hound. Now, Governor Dean says that Osama bin Laden is only a misunderstood terrorist. Whether he is or not, the American people understand raw meat. A vote for me is a vote for somebody who isn't Howard Dean.
Reverend Sharpton, aren't you just a blowhard with no chance of picking up a vote outside of ex-Motown musicians and drug-damaged New Yorkers?
I'm the only viable candidate considering what we're up against. George Bush and Karl Rove all serve a evil master in the ancient vampire, Count Richard Cheney. And what's wrong with old Motown musicians?
They're all 70 years old and blind.
What a hipper than you are.
Ed Bradley says Mount Rushmore is hipper than I am. He's probably right. What will you do about crime?
Outlaw it.
Very succinct. I'll give you 2 points for that one. Senator Edwards, what will you do about health care?
Well, first of all, we wouldn't let no-account Yankee come down to the South and tell us where to put our flags. Then I'd make plumb sure that everybody needed to sue somebody could. And then everybody'd be most covered if they's a mind to, on account of everybody paying everybody else. And then there's plenty of money floating around, and them hospital things could just suck it on up.
Well, that's what hospitals do already. Every time I have my colon replaced, it costs CBS a bundle. Governor Dean, why are you always so angry?
Well, Andy, I'm only angry
because he's always wrong about everything.
Governor Dean doesn't like wibbles, only
he probably got kidney stones, needs him some greens.
Mr. Rooney, can I say something here?
What is it, General Clark?
Why I'm only angry at George Bush? I had to leave my cushy job as a security lobbyist to run for president because nobody else could.
Hey, this is my time.
Not everything is about you, Howard. It's about America.
Well, he's right, General Clark. I asked him first. What is it, Governor Dean? Why are you so upset?
Well, I'm angry because these guys pick on me and because George Bush and Karl Rove want me to win so I can be Mike Dukakis. Wouldn't you be angry if someone wanted you to be Mike Dukakis? I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
Does Governor Dean have a point, Senator Kerry?
Well, I don't care if he does or not. We can't beat George Bush just by poking holes in Howard Dean. But he sure looks angry. He's turning all pink, just like Joe. Now, do you really want a president who turns all pink? Vote for me. I'm taller than George Bush. He turns pink, too. I've seen him.
Senator Lieberman, can you turn as pink as the president?
Andy, I'm the progressive alternative to Governor Dean and his pinkness. I'm already pinker than President Bush.
This question comes from a listener named Marble Brickner of Grinnell. Gentlemen, everybody already knows that George Bush concocted an illegal war against Saddam. Aren't you all beating a dead horse by making that the centerpiece of your campaigns?
Well, Andy,
Well, there you go. I was going to call on you one at a time, but you can't follow simple rules. Our next question comes from Little Winnetka Cumberbund of Davenport, who asks the age-old question, what does America mean to you, General Clark?
Well, little Winnetka, it means a place where a weird little kid from a small town in Arkansas can take over an army and not be able to do anything with it, then get fired, get rich, and run for president.
As a CNN analyst.
Yeah, well, they asked.
Senator Lieberman, what does America mean to you?
It's a country where a simple kid from Connecticut can wise to the highest office in the land, if the Supreme Court says he can.
Governor Dean, same question.
Andy, I'm just a simple country doctor. I'm not an engineer. You give me a patient coke to the gills, and I can give you a country that hasn't been poisoned by George Bush and his vicious cronies, committing atrocities on their persons and drinking mint juleps. He's dead, Jim, and it's time for a new vision.
Well, there he goes. Mint juleps. Hello? Hello? Is this microphone working? Hello? Oh, yeah. Howdy. America's a land full of clean living personal injury lawyers, and it's a land of opportunity for anybody got the gas to stand up.
Reverend Shopton?
America's a land where a weird little fat kid from Harlan could be a minister of God, James Brown's roads manager, marry some hot lady, be a minister some more, and still be president.
If you say so, Reverend. Senator Kerry?
Andy, America is a land where a weird little Irish Jewish kid from Back Bay can become a desecrated war wiener and hyper-senator even when he looks like a basset hound. And even though he can't keep his staff together, he can still beat George Bush like a peanut vendor and marry a cute rich wife and always have ketchup on the table.
Well, thank you all for coming. I can't imagine why you stayed. I wouldn't vote for one of these men if my life depended on it. Mike Wallace and me are riding in FDR. This is Andy Rooney for the Average Network saying, see you on a real network Sunday evenings at 7:54. You know what bothers me? These aren't debates. This is just a bunch of guys yelling at each other. You don't say
Why don't
anything.
You try not listening?
Anybody seen my wife? Well, I've been looking for her too, Senator. Hey, that was supposed to be a joke. Hey, Wes, if we lose, what say we join the infantry, Wes?
I was in the infantry, Edwards. You can keep it.
I'm so angry, I can't stand it. How do you expect me to fix this? I'm just a simple country doctor. I can't stand it.
What was that? Governor Dean exploded.
I knew that would happen. You know what bothers me? Politicians taking themselves so seriously that they blow up.
It's not like they have any regard for other people's clothes.
You have been listening to a transcribed debate from downtown Iowa, brought to you by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. The preceding program is episode 39 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, even though the title character does not actually appear. All impersonated celebrities were impersonated, and that was sure good enough for us. This is Pablo T. Flies asking you to stay tuned.